for you. It's disjointed there. We still got a lot of players on the field with the jersey giveaway and families and things like that. And I haven't had an opportunity to talk to Pepper. So with that, we'll give you an update, I guess it'll be Sunday, correct? Questions, please.
So you don't know anything about Newhouse then?
I have not talked to Pepper, and I did not see Marshall in there. So I'm not sure if he's still on the field or if he's left. I thought the work was excellent. I think we'd be remiss if you don't first acknowledge the atmosphere. I mean, to have a sellout crowd and 60 plus thousand here tonight, I thought it was incredible. It was great for our young guys. The quality work. We did a lot of situation work. The no huddle 2 minute, and then just to move the ball drives, competing offense and defense. We had 7 penalties, pre-snap penalties. Obviously, you're not happy about that, particularly when it's back to back nights. So we had an issue with pre-snap penalties last night, and then 14 last night, 7 today. So we obviously got to get that right. And this is the process of training camp. My message to the team was, let's make sure we get better and improve. And I feel strongly when we watch the tape tomorrow, we're going to see some good things. And there's some things that we need to get corrected. So we're making progress.
How did Graham Harrell function tonight,
Mike? I thought the huddle function, and we had a some audio breakdown, headset breakdown. I thought he handled that very well. So that's a good experience for a young quarterback. I thought performance-wise, he did a nice job. So he competed against the number one defense, and really will reserve judgment once I watch the film. I didn't really get caught up in exactly performance. I was watching more operations, situation, communication, things like that.
Like in those kind of instances where I think twice a month series push comes off the edge and unblocked on that, is that an adjustment thing for Harrell, or is this,
Well, it depends on the protection. So, it's also an unblocked offender is, in our system, is not the end of the world. Particularly, I think we do a very good job of throwing what we refer to a hot route. So it's an extension really of our quick game. But that's really something better reserved for the tape.
Speaking of hot routes, Coleman had a nice one in that first series. What was the thing behind putting Coleman in the same series as Harrell for the first?
Well, reps. I think when you lay out a scrimmage, there is a bit of estimating on how long those drives are going to go. So, and with that, we want to make sure BJ got his reps because Graham took the third and the fifth series. So, the timing of when BJ played as opposed to it really has nothing. I mean, we don't have a depth chart when we go down the depth chart. It's really the different combinations of players and trying to hit the target on rep count.
Mike, do you have a feel by this point how deep you are at tackle right now?
Talking about offense tackle or defense tackle? Well, this was our first live action. So, take a look at the tape. So I really don't have performance answers for you right now. I didn't study it.
How'd your defense look to you?
I thought the communication was good. I want to take a closer look at the tackling. So, I thought that it was fluid in the way they got in and out. They're a little thin. I knew we were going to stress the outside linebacker group out just because of the injuries that occurred coming into the scrimmage. So I know those guys got a lot of work. Bless you. The pre-snap penalties of the defensive line, I mean, we had 7 tonight, 4 on offense, 3 on defense. We need to get that. That's not acceptable.
Like that offense, the Lang and Harborough kicking competition, is that for cookies?
Well, it was just for fun. It was Ted's idea, so he thought it'd be a good idea to have a little fun with those guys, and they enjoyed it. And we were trying to show off their athletic ability. I don't know if we accomplished that, but just trying to have some fun with the crowd.
Mike, what's your level of, I guess, patience maybe with the back of the offensive line. You have a lot of young guys, a lot of undrafted guys. How do you sort of balance between having patience and then starting to worry about your back?
Well, I'm not paid to be patient, but I am paid to be realistic. And in my experience, the line is usually one of the last groups to come. I mean, it's especially when you get into live action. So, competing against our defense on a daily basis, particularly in installation practices, is great experience for them. But it's difficult. There's a lot of movement. So it may take a little longer than we'd like. This is a bit of a different experience for us, because usually we're trying to get our number one line in order. So with the fact that we've been able to stay, true to the five guys on the first line, I think it will help the second group. But, yeah, I mean, we definitely have work to do there.
Did you notice anything about the officials? Did anything stand out, or was it just a normal thing?
It's different. They're new guys. They're from all over the country. Lafayette, D.C., Madison, Chicago. So, I really don't know how much time. I didn't ask them how much time they spent together. So, and really, it's different because what we're trying to accomplish. We're in a scrimmage. We're trying to hit situations, and there's substitution things. So, the flow of the game. It wasn't probably the best experience for them to work and get ready. But once again, I think one of the best things a good officiating crew can do is communicate with you. And when they're doing that, everybody's trying to get it right. So, it's different because the fact you usually know the guys and you have some type of rapport. I've been in the league. This is my 20th year in the league. So, we'll see what happens.
Two more. What were you trying to do with Mason? Are you here
as well? He wanted to try some long field goals, and you have to admit our stadium's a little different than the last time we played in it. So I mean, the wind's different. We've been studying the wind throughout training camp, and we'll continue to do so. And anytime you have that type of structure additions to your stadium, it's going to change the path and the way the winds coming to land, but particularly the south end zone. So that's something that we cannot get enough practice at, and it was good. I mean, it wasn't a big breeze tonight, but I felt we got some information just in the pregame, and Sean Slocum's been spending a lot of time, extra time, making sure, particularly with the weather, checking the wind every day, and seeing what the difference that south end zone structure makes.
Thank you.